ABC Radio Australia.
It's been revealed that more than 40% of Samoan households can't afford a healthy diet, according to a new report by the World Food Program and the government of Samoa. The study looked at what it actually costs to meet the basic nutrition needs of an average Samoan family and found that while most people can afford enough calories to survive, nutritious food that supports good health is still out of reach for many. To talk about what can be done to make healthy food more affordable and what needs to change in Samoa's food system, reporter Godwin Ecki spoke with World Food Program Pacific Program Policy Officer Alvina Karen.
The report had looked at how affordable it is for families in Samoa to buy healthy food. So right now, as we know, many people are eating more processed imported foods, which are cheaper and is causing a lot of health concerns. The country is also facing a triple burden of malnutrition with high rates of obesity, undernutrition and micronutrient deficiencies. And we have seen that nearly about 80% of women are classified as obese, and over 70% of deaths in Samoa are linked to non-communicable diseases, and most often which are related or diet-related. This issue has been highlighted as a concern by the government of Samoa.
Now, the report found that more than 40% of the households can afford, or rather can't afford, a nutritious diet. What's driving that affordability gap?
So the analysis found that the affordability gap is driven by a combination of economic and structural factors within the Samoa's food system. The report compared the cost of meeting nutrient needs using only locally produced foods versus imported ultra-processed foods. So healthy food, healthy local foods like fresh vegetables and fish costs more than imported foods like rice and canned goods. For example, the study looked at a healthy, nutritious diet, which costs about 113 Samoan tala, which is about 61 Australian dollars, while a diet with imported food costs around 51 tala, which is about 27 Australian dollars. This is a significant difference, and many families cannot afford this. And it is just not about income, but also about how the whole food system works in Samoa.
And the findings show that locally produced food is often more expensive than imported food. Why is that, and what needs to happen to change it?
So the local vegetable and fruits production in Samoa is mostly small scale, and so farmers face higher costs per unit. Staple crops such as taro account for about 60% of the production, and fruits and vegetables making up the 40% of supply. Local farmers often work on a small scale and face high costs for things like seeds, fertilizers, and transportation, whereas imported food comes in bulk and is often cheaper. To fix this, we need to invest in supporting local farming and making it easier and cheaper to grow and sell food locally.
What role could school meal programs and local food production like backyard poultry play in improving nutrition and affordability?
They play a huge role. The cost of diet analysis looked at a few modeling aspects, and one of which was the school meal programs. For this instance, not only helps children get at least one nutritious meal a day, but it also creates a steady demand for local farmers and producers. And when schools buy local, it supports community livelihoods and strengthens the local food system. At the household level, small initiatives like small-scale poultry or home vegetable gardens are very effective. They also allow families to produce eggs, vegetables, and other nutritious foods at home, which reduces costs and improves dietary diversity. These are practical, low-cost ways to boost nutrition across the community.
And finally, Alvina, what key actions or policy changes would you like to see from the government and partners to ensure that every Samoan can afford a healthy diet?
So firstly, stronger investment in local production of nutritious foods, things like vegetables, fish, and small livestock supported by better infrastructure and market access would be essential. Secondly, expanding programs like school feeding or cash transfers that help vulnerable households afford diverse healthy foods. We also need to have supportive policies, for example, and incentives for local procurement and taxes or restrictions on unhealthy processed foods. And finally, a coordinated national effort that brings together all sectors, including agriculture, health, education, and finance, to make the cost of a healthy diet a key indicator of progress to make healthy eating possible for everyone. The analysis report also helps to identify the gaps between what is affordable and what is nutritious. So the government of Samoa can now move forward in efforts to strengthen local food production and incorporate nutrition-sensitive approaches to their agriculture, health, and social protection strategies.
That was World Food Program Pacific Program Policy Officer Alvina Karan speaking there.